Often using tanks as artillery, they softened up distant targets with heavy barrages as troops moved into more local objectives. The Iraqi's Soviet-made anti-tank gunships found few targets, scouting planes rapidly being pocketed by dugouts and entrenched artillery. The Iraqis had already proved these tactics against Kurdish rebels, but their strategy failed to recognize that defensive armies could also move quickly into position. Away from the Kurdish mountains, large armies could become clear targets for Iranian heavy artillery. Yet within 3 days, the Iraqis were laying siege to the strategic cities of Dezful, Akbaz, and Khorramshahr. They had failed to realize that the tactics which proved successful against mountain guerrillas would have less impact against large towns and cities able to defy encirclement. But oil was already a major objective. And though determined to take over Iran's production capacity, Iraq was prepared first to smash it. The effect of the fighting was to close the Shatt al-Arab waterway to all shipping. It would be 8 years before any of these ships would be free to move again, making Iraq dependent on others, notably Kuwait, for transporting its oil. In the frontline cities, Iranian troops hurried to engage the invaders.